or Stetzer meters are. If you've ever done it in your house, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is so cool. You're talking about an immediate, you know, you can't really see these things. You maybe can feel them. You may, you know, have headaches or what have you. You can't really see them though. But on a meter, you can look at it and you can see an immediate effect. And if you're sensitive, for us, my family, my wife included, we noticed the sleeping more peaceful, just an energy difference, an energy drop, an energy relaxation in the house. The Stetzer meters, all at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. And those Stetzer meters, of course, invented by Dave Stetzer, who is an electrician by training, was involved in the military, and with Graham invented an amazing product, the Stetzer Graham filter, the meter that goes with it. It is an important product. We're so glad to have it at the Power Mall, and we're so glad to have Dave come and talk about it here for a little while. Dave, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I gave, you know, a lot of information there. We've talked to Ann Louise here for about an hour, but we talked about EMF and 5G, but with that, just radiation that we're dealing with is dirty electricity. Just give us a background, especially for new listeners. What is dirty electricity?
Well, what happens is when current goes in one direction, it builds a field. And when that stops, the field collapses and it can induce current in the, you know, anything around it. So, and then when it goes more than 2,000 cycles per second or 2 kilohertz, then it goes internal to the human body. So what happens is years ago, when we went to your grandpa's house, what they did is all electronic equipment runs on DC current. So when you went to your grandpa's house, he had the vacuum tubes. You know, if you remember looking into the TV, you could see the tubes light up or the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we don't use vacuum tubes. We use diodes or we use switchable power supplies, they call it. So it's like turning the power on and off many times per second. So, for example, like a Dell tower computer will put 16,600 kilohertz or 16,000 cycles per second back on the line, or 16 kilohertz. Like an Apple computer will put 12.5 kilohertz. Compact fluorescent lights, the CFLs, put between 50 kilohertz and 100 kilohertz back on all the wires in your house. So somewhere along the line, somebody coined the phrase dirty electricity. So what happens is these high-frequency transients that are riding on the line actually capacitively couple into the human body. So what Martin Graham, who was a professor emeritus from UC Berkeley, 40 patents to his name or more, and we developed this filter that removed those frequencies from the wire. So you just put them in out and about the house, and it removes it, and the people have done research with it, and is published in peer-reviewed medical journals.
All right, let me summarize here. You correct me where I'm wrong, and so we can get a base, and then we'll go to more of your research. So basically, in our homes, we don't run DC electricity anymore. We're not Nikola Tesla. We're running AC, all of our, especially computers, diodes. So whenever electricity, if it's going through and flowing, that's one thing. There's a certain EMF radiation. It doesn't interfere necessarily with our bodies, necessarily. When you stop it on and off, it's like that jerking reaction. It creates discharge. It creates disharmony. It creates an electronic field in the home. So the more you have of that, the more cycles per minute you have of that in your house by your different appliances, electronics, what have you, the more radiation, the more strong that radiation, dirty electronic field is in your home. Is that a good description?
Kind of in a nutshell, yes. What happens is we have 60 cycle coming into our home from the electric utility. Our toaster runs on 60 cycle, our stove runs on 60 cycle, everything runs on 60 cycle. But what happens when you run electronic equipment, it runs on DC current, so we have to take the 60 cycle and turn it into DC. Well, when we do that, in the process, we get these little byproducts. It's called high-frequency transients, okay? So we get the dirty power that gets on the line, and that is above 2 kilohertz, and it causes problems with the human body, yes.
Okay, so this is, you know, we just spent a while talking to Ann about 5G fields, 4G fields, cell fields that are in your home and our neighborhoods, what have you. Now, this is coming from the towers. What you're saying is there is a field. I don't know if it's just as strong, if it's stronger, or if it's more prevalent. I don't know. Maybe you can answer it. But we have another field that's in our home that has nothing to do with cell towers that's right there every day that we probably don't even know about.
Correct. Exactly. Now, the most biologically active frequencies, okay, are between 4 kilohertz and 100 kilohertz. And that's what you're going to find on the building's wires. So they, will you get cancer from, you know, like a cell tower? Yes, but it might take 10 years before you get it. Will you get cancer from, or can you get cancer from 25 kilohertz that are in buildings' wires? Yeah, in less than 6 months.
What? Did say that again? Explain that.
Okay, there's radiation from, like, you use your cell phone, that's radiation.
Yes.
But it's a much higher frequency. What, you know, you were talking about last hour is like the 5G and things. It's a
yes.
higher frequency. Is it good for you? No. It's not good for you. Will it cause health problems? Yes. But it's going to take a while before you start getting it, okay?
Okay.
Now, but you can get really ill in just a matter of minutes or something like that with the dirty power.
Oh, Because it's at a lower frequency, it's more
yes.
it's interfering with your cells more.
It's still at a high enough frequency, yes. You know, to where it goes internal, but it's more biologically active, and that's according to the World Health Center or World Health Organization, the Russian government, the Japanese government, all accept that frequencies between 4 kilohertz and 100 kilohertz are the most biologically active frequencies. Now, smart meters, you know, everybody's putting these smart meters. Well, you don't have a choice, but in a lot of cases, but, you know, the utilities are putting these smart meters on your home.
Mm-hmm.
The switchable power supply on that smart meter is 50 kilohertz. So even if you elect not to get a smart meter and your neighbor does, you're still going to have 50 kilohertz in your house.
Oh, my gosh. You mentioned, and I want to go back to this before I forget, and then we'll go forward from what you're saying here. You mentioned the CFL lights, those
mm-hmm.
squiggly lights in our home. What about LED light? Is there a certain light bulb that's better to have in your house than another?
Well, the best one is incandescent, okay? We have methods that we can measure the currents that flows through your body. Incandescent doesn't put any into your body, okay?
So traditional, you're talking about traditional light bulbs that
yep.
are really inefficient. They get hot. the traditional light bulb, the Thomas Edison light bulb, basically.
That's right. Yes. That light
what
bulb.
What about LED? What about LED?
Okay. Some LEDs are better than others. The ones that you have to test them, you know, to find out. And you can do that with our meter. You can get a meter, you know, from your store there, the Graham Stetzer meter, and you can screw a light bulb into like a lamp, plug the meter into the same outlet that the lamp's plugged into, and turn the light on and turn it off. And you'll see if that meter goes up, don't use that light bulb. So you
wow,
can test.
Fascinating.
Them. But most of
I
them
am
aren't
okay.
any good.
Let's go. Let's get into the meters and home because I did that. Thank you so much. You sent us, some of those meters. I could use some more of these meters for my uncle does a show also. I am fascinated with this. You go through your house. It comes with a little meter. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, you may think, well, I'm not an electrician. I mean, this seems so above me. Believe me, it's not above you. If you can walk around and plug something into your outlets, you can do this. And it's, to me, it was fun and extremely interesting. Basically, you correct me where I'm wrong. Maybe I did this wrong, but this is what I did. I went around the house. I plugged the meter. It's a small little meter. It's got a reading on it. You plug it into an outlet, and it gives you a number. Correct? Explain
correct.
That. What
Absolutely.
Is that number?
Okay. What that meter is, it's measuring, for the engineers, is dV over dt. It's looking at how high is the amplitude of the trash, the high frequency of stuff that makes you sick. How high is the amplitude, and at what frequency is it? Because the higher the frequency, the more dangerous, okay? The more energy is there. So it's a measurement of energy. So you plug it in, and you get a number, just like you said, yes. So that's what it is, how much energy is there. If you really want to have that number below 50 if you can, because below 50 is going to be below 2 kilohertz. And the research shows that, look, blood sugar is a number, and we can correlate blood sugar with that number that's on the wall, and we can correlate pH in the saliva, free radicals in the blood, neurotransmitters. And all this has been done, this research by independent researchers and published in peer-reviewed medical journals. And those are numbers.
This is fascinating.
If you have a headache, nobody knows you had a headache, right? And you can say, well, I plugged the filter in, my headache went away. But only you knew you had the headache. But when you take your person's blood sugar, and we say the number is 300 on the wall, and we reduce it to 30, and 20 minutes later your blood sugar drops significantly, then we pull the filter out and we raise your blood sugar back again. That's science.
I'm fascinated by this because, one, what you're saying is fantastic, but also it also relates to the 5G, to all this EMF. I mean,
yeah.
I am just this we're being inundated with this. I'm so frustrated with this because, you know, it's one thing. It's like, well, vaccines hurt you. Okay, vaccines hurt you. Okay, I'm not going to get a vaccine. It's right in front of me. I'm not going to do it. I can see it. I can see my enemy, or so to speak, whatever. Okay, when you can't see these little electrons going around the air and you don't know what your neighbor's doing, you don't know what your neighbor's putting some Wi-Fi thing in his house, you don't know. It's like an unseen, it's like, you know, Viet Cong in the jungle in some hole somewhere. You can't even see it. And that's even more scary, more dangerous.
But it's there. And we can measure it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's sort of like, remember years ago when we first computers came out and you had your computer repairman at your house every week because there was a spike that came in and it ruined it. They called it a spike. Well, this spike ruined the computer, okay? And it's really a trancy. It's a true word for it. And it ruined the chips. So then what happened is the Computer Business and Manufacturers Association said, look, you have to, they call it a Sabima curve, and they said, you have to make a chip that's going to be able to withstand a certain amount of high frequency for a certain length of time. And they call it Sabima curve. So they redesigned the chips. They're making them beefier, tougher now. But nobody redesigned the human, you see. So the human hasn't been redesigned, and this stuff, if it can take out a chip, it sure can take out you, you know, a human cell.
So we should learn from the computers. So when we saw the computers bugging out,
you know,
that should have been an indicator.
I don't think God's going to redesign us in the next, you know, decade or so. So this is really, you're absolutely right. I mean, you understand this fully. This is, we're getting to be like in a cloud of just pollution here. And, you know, we got to try to clean it up or limit our exposure or something somehow.
Well, what I like about you, several things I like about you. But you're very direct, you're to the point, you have a real scientific mind, and you've really latched onto something here, is you're able to have a solution to such a massive, unseen, hard-to-put-a-finger-on problem. You have quantified it. You have given people tools that they can go in their house and measure it now, and then they can put something in their wall and actually take away the effect of it and neutralize it. There's not too many people in the world that can do what you've done with this situation. Give us a little background or a little description of the meter, the filters, the whole deal. What are they getting? What are they buying at the power mall, and what is it doing to their home?
Okay, this stuff comes in. There's two sources. One is the equipment that you have in your house, and the other is the stuff that's coming in off the grid. Remember I said, like, if your neighbor has a smart meter and you don't, you're still getting 50 kilohertz. So we designed a filter. We were measurement experts. We know what's on the wires and what can be there. And so we designed a filter that takes out between 2 kilohertz. It works really well at 2 kilohertz, and it's actually below what you're going to actually find. And it goes way out beyond the 150 kilohertz. It'll go out to megahertz or more. But what happens is you're not going to see anything on the wires really more than 100 kilohertz. But anyway, you put this filter in, it takes out the high frequencies that are on the wires. And it's real simple to use. You get this meter, and it's just like you said, you plug the meter in, and you see what the number is. And then you take a filter, and you plug it into the same outlet, and you'll see that number drop. You you want to see it drop significantly. If it doesn't drop, don't worry about it. Just go to the next outlet. You don't need a filter in every outlet. You're going to need them on your TV and like entertainment center type thing, and then a computer for sure because they are polluters. Refrigerators aren't a polluter. Dryers aren't a polluter. You know, water heaters aren't, things like that. But you just move it around the house and you plug it in. You see it drop significantly, you leave it. If it don't, go to the next outlet. It's real simple. You don't have to be an electrician to do it. And it's really, the research has been done on it. It's the results are immediate.
The results are incredible. Not only are they immediate, I mean, what he's describing, I don't know what you think, audience, if this seems silly, if this seems childish. I don't know what you're thinking, but the results are incredible. And they've been proven. So what I did, Dave, you know, to back up, mm-hmm. I did exactly what you said. I had, I think, 20 of the filters. And for most people's houses, is 20 filters enough? I think that's
actually
probably not
right.
Actually,
it is, right. Yeah. The average home has two TVs and one computer. So 20 filters, definitely, and put it this way. If you needed 23 and you put 20 in, you'll still get the same results.
Okay. So, and you keep throwing around numbers like 2 kilohertz. Mm-hmm. Or kilohertz. But on your meter, it doesn't measure in kilohertz. It's a different standard. Like, I would put it in the plug, and then it would say, like, 150 or something. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, this is really high. Or mm-hmm. maybe it was even 200. I can't remember. And then one of the parts of my room, it was super high. It may have been 300. Is that unusual? I think
unusual at all.
Yeah, it said like 300 where the TV was, all that, like you said. So then I had the meter in the plug where the TV was, and it's reading really high, 300 something. Then I put one of the filters right by it or in the same outlet, and then looking at it, and it went down significantly. I'm like, oh, wow. So I put a meter in there. It still was higher than I wanted it to be because I want it to be under 50, correct?
Yes. Well, at the end of the day, but...
Right.
Yeah, because every time you plug one in somewhere, it lowers the numbers.
It helps the whole.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad we got that.
And so if it's reading 300 and it comes down to 100, 100 is still too high, but don't plug a second filter in there. Just go to the next outlet.
Correct. That's okay. So I'm glad we clarified that. So you put one filter in and then the numbers go down to 50. It's an accumulative. What you're doing is testing the is it the weak points? I don't know what would be the key junction points where the electricity is most strongest.
Well, it gets to be into a little bit of engineering, but what happens is you need two things when you make a filter. You need inductance and you need capacitance. And so what happens is we supply the capacitance with what you're plugging in. The inductance is determined by the length of the wire. Okay, but we don't control that. That's controlled by your house.
So that's why it's different. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
running
out of time. So let's not get into that minutia. You're going to start confusing me.
The bottom line is don't worry about it. You know, you're going to, because you'll get one number in one room or one outlet in the living room, you get another number at the next outlet. So just move around. You need to check every outlet, but you do not need a filter in every outlet. And when I say significant, I like to, when numbers should come down significantly, I define it as, like, say, 20%.
And so I went around all the house, and I got to my bedroom, and everywhere I went, I would, like you said, if the number was affected significantly, I would leave the meter or the filter in. If it wasn't, mm-hmm. I wouldn't put a filter there. I'd go to the next one. So I just went around. And I ended up in my bedroom, and the number was still kind of high in the bedroom, still over 50 or close to 50, maybe 60. And I put it down. I got it to where my bedroom was down to like 16. So throughout all the house, it was under 50. In my room, it was under 20, I think, most of the time. It totally made a difference. My wife felt the difference. It is simple to use. You can call and, you know, if you get this and you need help, you can certainly call us and, we'll walk you through it. If we need to go further with Dave, we'll get Dave involved with the harder questions, but this is easy to do and it's fun. To me, it's very cool. And you can see that you can see in the room the amount of dirty electricity that's coming and the amount of, things that are affecting you and affecting your cells and what have you. It, to me, it's just fascinating.
And like you said, the effects are immediate. You put them in that day, you sleep better that night.
It's really that simple. I mean, really. I mean, just like you said, and your body starts to change. Your body starts to desensitize or detox from this. We are inundated with the clouds of these, the cloud of this, not only the 4G. You just think about the electricity in your house, the smart meters. It helps them to neutralize all these things. You want to do something about a smart meter? Here's something you can do about the electricity coming off those things and coming through your wires. There's not many things that you can say that are scientifically proven to help with the excess electric current and the fog that you are in. I mean, it's fantastic. We got 2 or 3 minutes. Maybe Phil, I know, you know, you've been on before, talk about your work with the Russians. I mean, Dave's kind of underselling himself, or he's not saying how technically savvy and how what a mind he is. I mean, he's worked with the Russians on these things. As you know, Anne Louise knew about him. I mentioned him. Anne Louise, of course, knew about Dave. This is a very important product, a very important invention. And Dave's pretty astute to come up with this. So Dave, I don't want you necessarily to toot your own horn, but you know, you're not just anybody coming up with this in your garage. This is very significant. We got a couple minutes. Any last thoughts that you have?
No, well, I think you covered, you know, the major part of it. One of the things is, you know, the research that's out there. I mean, you can go to StetzerElectric.com. And you can read the research or get copies of it or whatever. And it's published in peer-reviewed medical journals. And I like the numbers, you know, because like neurotransmitters, the number of neurotransmitters change in people's body in less than 8 hours in one of the studies. And that's the ones that's your immune system. That's the electrical grid for your immune system. So your immune system goes back to work certainly within 8 hours. So it's, and you got the nail on the head. I mean, you've used them, you know it, and it's an engineering solution to an engineering problem.
That's a great way to put it. I love the product, and I really appreciate what you do and your partnership with us and coming on. It's a real pleasure, Dave. We appreciate everything that you've done.
No, that's no problem. And I love the audience. I've been on since Joyce Riley days, and I came down and actually seen her, and she put him in, and actually she had blood pressure issues, and she put him in her house, and that night she got up and her blood pressure was too low.
Wow. One of the things that I just got a text from Power Hour Jay, Anne Louise was talking about rosemary for cell phones and kind of protect you from cell phones. The bone active that we use, one of the things that may be happening is our bones, it's affecting our bones. The bone active from North American Urban Spice actually has the rosemary in it. So when you put it on your spine and stuff, you're actually getting the rosemary there. So that's a little tip for our audience. The Stetzer meters, the filters are at the Power Mall. Jay can walk you through how to use them if we weren't clear. Sometimes we're not. I highly recommend it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we are under attack. You are taking the power. These are things you can do for you and your family. You are empowered. That's why the show is called The Power Hour. That's why Joyce brought all these things together. So, Dave, absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for all you do.
Great. Thanks for having me.